Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, the name of your establishment, please.
We're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
This value select?
We're a call center. We represent for more than one company. Are you calling about an order or trying to place an order for something?
No, it's because someone is using my information and ordering stuff from your place of business.
So I could try to pull up a chart.
Find out what this. I'm sorry?
I could try to pull up an order with your zip code and first and last name.
Okay, I don't have an order there. Someone used my card to place an order.
Yes, sir. So I can try to pull up that order with your zip code and first and last name.
Well, it wouldn't be in my first or last name. Okay. My name is Cepeda Whitney. I have no idea where you're going with this, but I'm a humor you. Let's see what happens. My name is Cepeda Whitney. First name is Cepeda. Last name, Whitney. I'm in Chicago. My zip code is 60624.
60624?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your last name?
Whitney.
And could you verify your mailing address?
My mailing, I live in Chicago. My mailing address is 3456 West Franklin.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was a order that was placed for a smartwatch.
Okay, but that was $1, and the smartwatch was $1, and the shipping and handling was $7, so I paid $8. Okay, I understand that, and I got my smartwatch.
Was $5.74 whenever you placed that order. Mm-hmm. That's an entry gift for joining our monthly subscription.
I'm sorry?
Whenever you place that order for that smartwatch, that is an entry gift for joining our monthly subscription. Looks like this account was canceled due to a chargeback that was on the account.
Yeah, it should be canceled. Thank you.
Thanks for our customer support.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for our customer support. You have a great day.
I'm not just opening up a box.